about those who are not poor without hope, and the betrayal runs deep. Youth, in its garment of tight-fitting skin, discovers, decorates, and observes, it admires itself. Deserves and requires others to admire itself, and romance awakens, dancing the now of the night away to the big hard sound of its own independence. And full they are with themselves and desire and each other and the future, and of the future they are wanting everything all at once in fast forward. In fast forward, their mommies and daddies play, spend, waste, trade, gamble. They be biting tomorrow in broad daylight away, systematically selling out every implicit heritable ecological right as if they had the right. On a guess of yes or no, life and death wait in the balance, making concessions of rectification on a diminished scale in order to sustain the better way of living. You're gonna fool yourself 'cause you think it's cool. You're gonna dig yourself 'cause you think it's hip. You're gonna ride yourself 'cause you think it's swift. You're gonna hurt yourself 'cause you think it's hard.
Collect yourself.
Yourself select.
Collect yourself.
Connect.
Protect yourself.
And brand new brains disdain but remain behind design reality. Parade their convoluted emotions, presumptions, and trad attitudes along the capitalistic avenue of affluence, among the negated neighborhoods of their biological brothers and sisters. The what or why you do or do not have, can or cannot buy, is your identity. The fundamental social relevance, if each anxiety reacts to its own objective reality, still some must be willing to take less in order that others may also have those certain inalienable rights. An ordinary mandatory involvement with money vetoes the natural civil possibilities. Each generation grows up and turns their remarkable, marketable youth into sold out, sold to, older at a younger age. Innocence and enthusiasm are prime targets and commodities. A complacent, deliberated desperateness, insidious like an endemic disease, spreads among representatives, advocates of the language of image, who communicate the gospel of image in a visual protest era with an exponential need to have not forgotten how to feel real about being angry. Gonna fool yourself 'cause you think it's cool. You're gonna dig yourself 'cause you think it's hip. You're gonna ride yourself 'cause you think it's swift. You're gonna hurt yourself 'cause you think it's hard.
Collect yourself.
Yourself select.
Collect yourself.
Connect.
Protect yourself.
Grass grows singing green between the cracks of the dead-paved gray city. A tree's urge to live takes root on a small ledge between the stories of a crumbling building. On the streets, the body, the rap, the beat, celebrate perpetual life. And a new language rises again out of D.O. repression, dangerous and glorious. It speaks of freedom anonymously on the canvas of the city. The personal revolution defines its fight, its expression, its weapon, and gun-shoot colors. Like a sacred scripture, a cry from the heart, trained scream, it is not an obscenity to be free, it is a divine right. And the walls shout eloquently, what fools we are to fall so far from the truth. What fools we are to fall so far from the truth. You're gonna fool yourself cause you think it's cool. You're gonna dig yourself cause you think it's hip. You're gonna ride yourself cause you think it's swift. You're gonna hurt yourself cause you think it's hard. The expectation of positive personal control over the factors that govern our lives. The compulsion when self-destruction or truculent physiogenic revolution as therapeutic outrage is the only possible effective option. And though it is real time and true, that we are intrinsically, intimately alone inside our own insistent skins, within a selective, hypocritical, unscrupulous, negligent, rotten to the core system that perpetuates the acceptable lie, even though everyone knows the truth, because the society benefits from it. The moment you relinquish responsibility, you truly become a victim, and the sentiment you'll feel for everything that could have been if it would have been is the last indication of hope. You're gonna fool yourself because you think it's cool. You're gonna dig yourself cause you think it's hip. You're gonna ride yourself cause you think it's slip. You're gonna hurt yourself cause you think it's hard.
Collect yourself,
yourself.
Select. Collect yourself,
connect.
Protect yourself.
Most people surrender their responsibility to government, management, Christ, family, reality. Settle, succumb to cry over their battlefields and the sweet, comfortable sourness of acceptable disillusionment. Move at the speed of social approval when nothing changes but appropriate appearance, altering to what's amusing for those who can afford it. The rest remaining the dispensating same. The dilettante's skill is agility, flexibility, and that it's important to be seen to be frivolously bored first. The martyrs go on bearing the pain of tearing the lies from their eyes, glaring at the intolerable truth because, besides lobotomy, there is no other possible way to continue. You're gonna fool yourself cause you think it's cool. You're gonna dig yourself cause you think it's hip. You're gonna ride yourself cause you think it's it. You're gonna hurt yourself cause you think it's hard.
Collect yourself,
yourself.
Collect yourself,
connect.
Protect yourself.
The more science, the more sentiment to compensate for the sense of loss of a healthy, hopeful humanity. Church is like a giant slot machine. 3-in-1, you get salvation. But the cross maintains its popularity because it is a familiar and instantly understood image of many uses. A traditional excuse. And history repeats its history. The quality of life of one individual or people is still sacrifice for the sake of another. And it's unchristlike, but very Christian. An ideal is an ideal as long as it remains a fantasy. And the tragedy is the original purpose and intention has proved to be impracticable, non-applicable. The rich do not make profit to empty their pockets to the poor. It doesn't pay a free market to have a socio-equal conscience unless it is embarrassed or penalized into it. There is no social or cultural supremacy, solamente economic, technological advantage. And technological advantage and natural resources, grande business. And big business is the insurrectional magnitude. De la guerra a la salvación. From war to salvation, profitability is the essential entertainment. Economic power is political objective, ecumenical motivation. Christianity and capitalism, el padre y la madre de, the father and mother of corruption. Christianity, the capitalistic trade-off. Gonna fool yourself cause you think it's cool. Gonna dig yourself cause you think it's hip. Gonna ride yourself cause you think it's swift. Gonna hurt yourself cause you think it's hard.
Collect yourself.
There is no benevolence in politics, only management of power and profit. There is no freedom in society, there is only tradition. There is no privilege or poetry in human relationship, only conditioning and coincidence. The human mind is a victim of habit. Religion rules by acquiescence to the fictitious possibility. Sex is a biological trance. It's about how hard you work on yourself to overcome adversity, while the choices you make are who you are, if you are to continue. Once upon a time there were people. You're gonna fool yourself cause you think it's cool. You're gonna dig yourself cause you think it's hip. You're gonna ride yourself cause you think it's swift. You're gonna hurt yourself cause you think it's hard.
Collect yourself.
Connect.
Protect yourself. Collect yourself.
Yourself.
Select.